This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. In Hawaii, the wildfires are so fierce, some trying to escape them had to be rescued from the ocean. The wildfires have burned buildings and closed schools in several communities. Maui County says the Coast Guard has responded to areas where people ran into the ocean to escape the fire and smoke. The National Weather Service says Hurricane Dora is partly to blame for the wind that's been fanning the flames. The hurricane was passing to the south. To Ohio now, and what's seen as a win for abortion rights activists. Ohio voters have rejected a Republican-backed measure that would have made it more difficult to pass abortion protections. The AP's Jennifer King.
Voter turnout was heavy and opposition was widespread. It's seen as a setback for Ohio Republicans who hope to make it more difficult to pass an abortion rights initiative that's coming up in November. Republican Senate President Matt Huffman.
Lots of folks from around the country spent a lot of money to make sure this didn't happen.
Republican House Speaker Jason Stevens and anti-abortion supporters said they would focus on trying to defeat the abortion rights measure in the fall. I'm Jennifer King.
Somebody's a new billionaire this morning. A single lottery ticket sold in Florida is good for that big jackpot, $1.5 billion. The AP's Donna Warder.
The Florida Lottery says the winning ticket was bought at a Publix grocery store in Neptune Beach. The winning numbers are 13, 19, 20, 32, 33, and the yellow ball, 14.
Now to that scorching weather in the south. The National Weather Service says that record-shattering heat will continue across the south and southeast through most of this week. From Finland, a report that a man put 26 pounds of dynamite in two cars belonging to a friend, saying it was a joke. The man who owns the cars didn't think it was funny. He called the cops, who detained the guy. He's been freed now, but remains a suspect. This is AP News. The weather's been a challenge overseas, too. The AP's Charles de Ledesma with this story.
Dozens of flights and ferry services have been grounded in South Korea ahead of a tropical storm that's dumped rain on Japanese islands for a week. Strong winds were blowing on the resort island of Jeju during the afternoon, and rain pouring in the area. Forecasters expect a punishing impact from Kowloon, which is forecast to move up to the center of the country with high winds over the next period. Korean forecasters have measured Kowloon at typhoon strength, while Japanese forecasters measured it as a tropical storm. The eye of the storm is forecast to brush by Seoul, and as much as 2 feet of rain could fall in places. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Even in Antarctica, scientists say they're finding shattered temperature records and an increase in the size and number of wacky weather events. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.